7.
Who's in, who's out by this time? The next time we meet on our very next show, we might be able to tell you a lot of the jigsaw puzzle across America. Do the Republicans take over en masse? Is it similar, the political mood, to 1994? Just how many of you will head out and vote? The prediction is perhaps the biggest turnout we've ever seen in a midterm election. You know, typically it's 40%, so maybe 45%, 50% would be a high, really high watermark. How depressing is that? My name's Kay Delaney. This is America Tonight. We're going to take you down a couple of different highways and then end up in the same direction. We hope, anyway. Pick a lane, any lane. We're going to pick a few lanes. That's what we like to do here on America Tonight. That's why we call it Water Cooler Buzz, baby. There's a lot happening. We're going to dive right into it. And let's start with the elections, because it couldn't be bigger, and it's on everyone's mind. There are certainly too many to call, too many that are that close. Nevada, one of them. We've talked about Nevada ad nauseum for probably the last month and a half, and it is intriguing, and the reason is because you have Senator Harry Reid involved, who's been for 28 years, he's had a lock on that seat, and of course he's the Senate Majority Leader. He wields some power on the Hill. He could be knocked off his perch by a virtual unknown, Sharon Engel, who's made headlines for a couple of gaffes, and because she is a Tea Party favorite, and now is not asking, or not answering rather, any questions of reporters. And cleverly did say, when she was followed by a pack of them, that she would answer any question once she became the next senator of that state. It is definitely, definitely too close to call. If I could be a fly on the wall and listen to any politician talking to the people around them, it would be to hear what Harry Reid says to his campaign people. I'd love to hear those conversations, because I think he's very, very concerned. At first, they sloughed off the challenge by Sharon Engel, and then suddenly she caught fire. And there was more ads that were pumped out there, and there was more knocking on doors and all that kind of stuff. And she turned heads because there are some furious people in Nevada. It makes sense. You think of the high unemployment rate. So you want to talk about the economy and how it affects somebody. It affects a lot of people there with 14%, 15% unemployment. That's just crazy. Then you're going to have a lot of folks that want to see some kind of a change, which explains why she's in the position that she's in. Now, does she actually win it? We'll be talking about it next time around. And then there are some others that are way too close to call as well. But the Nevada one is kind of the litmus test, and certainly that's not lost on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So President Obama sent Michelle to the rescue. She went down and campaigned for Senator Reid, and here was some of Michelle Obama in Nevada.
This election isn't just about all that we've accomplished these past couple of years. This election is about all that we have left to do in the months and years ahead. The people of this state have no greater friend than my friend, Harry Reid. And we love Harry Reid!
I'll tell you, it was Tom Jefferson who said a little rebellion now and then is a good thing. And Nevada is probably going to be one of those places where you're going to see the rebellion when ultimately the votes are flushed out and counted. Like I said, we have a long way to go. Coming up on the flip side, Michael Steele from the Republican side of the aisle and Tim Kaine from the Democrat side of things. Plus, we're going to fill in the blanks with some strange things that have happened over the day. And I just feel compelled to go to the dungeon. I'm not going to tell you who we're going to fling in there, but definitely we've got a candidate. Mark in New York. Hello, how are you?
Yeah, really quick. That's McCoy Ross. Well, but of course, you wrote an excellent column in the Post today. And if the Republicans think that they're going to just go back to their spending ways in the appropriations committees, they're kidding themselves. This has to be a total change. Incumbents, you know, this is what the people are talking about. We're broke, and we have to find a way to stop our spendthrift ways. And I can go on and on about, you know, my particular situation and who I count on for my paycheck and all that. But if they think that they're going to keep going like what Bush did spending, they're kidding themselves. So I hope Ms. Engel wins, and I hope that Mr. Paul wins in Kentucky. And let me just say something quick about that. I did not see the video, but I talked to my brother about the MoveOn.org person that purposely tried to jam that sign into this car. And my brother's a level-headed guy. He saw it. And we were of the opinion, you know, if you tried that with Obama, you'd have been shot dead. Okay? So, you know, they tried to make it that Chris Matthews said that these are brown shirt thugs. But just really quick, do you remember there was a Tea Party meeting back in the summer? And some black gentleman was arguing with a white girl woman, and her husband got involved, and he did a right cross and punched the guy right in the face. You remember
yes.
that?
Yes, yeah.
It was incredible video that, first of all, the guy would let anyone, black or white, punch him in the head like that. It just made me furious. He should have blocked the. But the point is, the brown shirts were on the other side. They one fellow had his finger bit off, and just like with Miller in Alaska, they're trying to foment violence on that side. And on that note, I just want to say good luck to everyone that wins, and we hope we change the government. And if any Black Panthers would like to come to my polling place in New York, I wish I could tell you where it is, and threaten me and say, call me a cracker, there'll be a mass shooting case right outside of my polling place. I will not hesitate to blow the bastards away. Thanks for your time, hon.
Mark Unleashed tonight. He's hot on the whole Black Panthers thing, and of course, there have been people that have talked about what could happen at some of the polling places. I think I don't think we're going to see anything like that. Hopefully not. The other concern, of course, is over voter fraud. So there's 400 Department of Justice folks that have been flushed out across the country to watch what's happening. And Nevada was one of those places where people went to vote for Sharon Engel, a few of them anyway, and Harry Reid just kept coming up on the touch screen, and they couldn't get off the touch screen. But that wasn't the only place. There were some problems in Arizona. There were some problems in Florida with the early voting. So what actually happens on November 2nd? All right, this is too big not to jump to right from the get-go. You know, the packages that were intercepted over Friday, the packages that contained explosives that could have blown up a plane, and they were, of course, being shipped. So the link is to Al-Qaeda and a bomb maker in Yemen. The Greek police say they intercepted on Monday a booby-trapped parcel that was addressed to the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, after another package exploded at a courier company in Athens, showing that worldwide shipping, I would think, is very vulnerable. Now, police in this case say there is no link with Al-Qaeda, but they're still investigating. Seems a little tricky to me. Hang with us.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also, also on super sale. Olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Take a shot at nailing how many Republicans will end up in the House. Feel free to do so. I'm blaming Tomas for this wing it contest. He says 275 Republicans will be in the House. I said 240. Herschel in Missouri said 262. If you correctly nail the amount of Republicans who end up in the House after the election, you win a copy of John Grisham's new book, The Confession. It's on the bestseller list already. They're pushing it big time for Christmas. Pretty hard to prognosticate because the Democrats think they're just going to keep everything, according to the polls, and the Republicans say, no way, it's going to be an avalanche. And here's the main thing, pushing aside all crazy radical ideas about voting, the frustration level so high, there is another thought that it doesn't matter, Democrat or Republican, especially if it's someone who's been there for a long time, they just might get booted for a change of pace. Hey, let's throw somebody else new in here. I don't care what their stripes, because it's obviously not working. So let's move them out, whether they're a Republican or whether they're a Democrat. I don't know that I see that happening. Enough people wouldn't go along with the flow. To me, that's like boycotting. You know, when somebody has a great idea, let's boycott, and it sounds good. Yeah, let's boycott. We're not gonna do that anymore. We're not gonna drink that orange juice, or we're not gonna do whatever. But it never really works because you don't get enough people to boycott across the nation. So I think with the idea of just vote out all the incumbents, you're never gonna get enough people to say no, because they're going to, this is really now more than ever. It's so polarized. Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. I mean, variations of it. There's Democrats who are more moderate, more a little bit more right-leaning, certainly way left-leaning, and the same thing with Republicans, moderates, and serious, hard right Republicans. So, yeah, you can have different shades of being a Republican or a Democrat, but it's like pick a side. That's the way it works. So I can't imagine that there'll be too many people that would just flat out clear the board. But hey, you know what? You never know. So how are the Democrats feeling? How are the Republicans feeling? Michael Steele talked about being a little bit skeptical, and he, of course, is the chairman of the RNC. The guy who heads up the Democrats, Tim Kaine, talked about why vote Democrat.
The Democrats have been doing the heavy lifting at the toughest time in America's economy since the 1930s to turn the economy around from shrinking to growing, increase the values in the stock market, return us to job growth, while the Republicans have been standing in the way.
And then, of course, Michael Steele, as I said, he's got his own take on things. He talked about being pretty skeptical.
The American people right now are much more skeptical of the direction the president and Mrs. Pelosi and Mr. Reid are taking the country. But they also have some concerns about the direction that Republicans will then lead when we take control of the Congress in 2011.
All right. So pretty confident that that would happen. And there are people that believe that it'll be a windfall for the Republicans. And it, you know, and it really could be. But like I said, there's no way to exactly, it's not an exact science, folks, because how many people go out and vote? It's like you could be in a room full of conservatives, Democrats, Republicans rather, and they can all say, this is our time, we're straight ticket, we're whatever. And then they really don't go and do that. They don't go and vote. And sometimes you'd be surprised if that number is so low, it might be low enough that things change on either side. So an election that you think is a definite does not come out that way. All right, we've got a candidate, a couple of candidates actually, for the dungeon. I'm gonna tell you about one of them. This is one of the craziest things. What in the world has happened to Randy Quaid? Maybe he should run for political office. Has he lost his marbles? Randy and Eva Quaid, his wife, insist they are not mentally unstable. They're not using drugs. They're not lying about being pursued by a group of extorting assassins. They say there's a celebrity extorting assassin group following them. They were arrested last month in Canada. They're due in court on Tuesday in California after allegedly, you're going to love this, squatting in and wrecking their former Santa Barbara home. Now, Randy Quaid was on one of the morning shows, and actually, here's what he had to say.
They follow us. They tail us. They tag our cell phone. They hack our computer. Now, with the internet, I mean, a celebrity is fair game, and it's all designed to sell advertising space.
All right, so is he talking about TMZ following him, one of the nutty magazines? So, you know, they also warned that there's other celebrities who could be in danger. Shocking. Mel Gibson, Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, all stuff that we could care less about, right? And he also went on to say it's very possible that Heath Ledger could have been murdered by the group because they want to make cash by assassinating celebrities and they are trying to gain control of every facet of their life. So for that reason, I'm going to jump ahead of what's happening in that courtroom and I'm going to say, Randy Quaid, what happened? He's Oscar nominated. He was very funny in a couple of movies that I've seen him in. He has fallen off the deep end. So let's just push him in the dungeon, Matt.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, you got to think Dennis Quaid, too, is just mortified by what's going on there. I mean, has he smoked too much dope, lost his mind? I don't know. I'm not going to blame it on pot smoking, but some other weird thing is at work here. I'm not sure what it is. All right, I could have also put this person in the dungeon. This story is just beyond infuriating, but there is a really sickening, sad moments, I guess is the best way to put it, that are happening in a Connecticut courtroom. A Connecticut judge on Monday had to dress down a juror for passing a note to a court marshal asking him for a date. Are you kidding? What is this woman thinking? The note was written by an alternate juror in the case of Stephen Hayes. You probably don't know that name. Stephen Hayes is the nutball, the scumbag, because I have to call him that, that went into a suburb of New Haven and terrorized Jennifer Hawk Pettit and her two daughters, and they were killed. He was convicted of capital murder and other charges in the case last month, and it's just ridiculous that somebody's there in the middle of this serious, sickening, sad case passing notes. You got to be kidding me. What is she thinking? What is she thinking? It's like a high school thing. It's stupid. I don't get it. So then they have to call the alternate juror to the witness stand and be questioned. So she said that it didn't affect her impartiality in deciding Hayes' fate or her ability to pay attention to the testimony. But, you know what, this is the thing. Hayes' defense attorneys, who were trying to sway jurors to spare his life, asked that the juror be removed. So they did not remove the juror. So the defense rested on Monday in the penalty phase of that case. They were dismissed so both sides could review documents. And then the state does three rebuttal witnesses on Tuesday, closing arguments later in the week. The guy needs to get the death penalty. It's just outrageous what he did and what he did to that family. Outrageous doesn't even do it. I can't come up with the words to describe it. And so in the middle of all of this, this is what's happening. And boy, the judge just popped to court too. This judge, John Blue, said he got a call from the court clerk that that note had been given to the marshal and that the marshal didn't do anything. I guess, you know, they want to make sure that he didn't get caught in the middle of this. And that's when they questioned the alternate juror. And so this was also very strange. The judge did say that he was a romantic at heart, but not in the courtroom, and said that the note was a dumb thing to do, you think? All right, we're going to flip the page and go on over to the other side. We've got some odds and ends for you. Hang with us.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas
when you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEdge.com to learn more now.
Spelled K-W-I-K-E-D-G-E.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
That's why it's so great to live in America, as much as we're all kvetching about what's happening on the Hill. And sometimes with some of the callers, you can feel the anger coming across when they're talking. And sure, we are completely frustrated with the lack of action, the crazy amounts of money that are being spent, the idea that, okay, now because of where we find ourselves, thanks to the bailouts and the stimulus is not working and everything else, hey, well, we just have to pay higher taxes for a while, and then it's going to get better, whatever. I saw something the other day where I can't remember who I was watching, but the person was trying to convince a crowd that, listen, nothing's for free. So, I mean, you got to pay. So why is this idea in America that you're entitled to all these things and you don't ever have to pay? You don't have to pay your taxes. I don't think that's what most people think. I think people get frustrated when they get zapped with higher rates every time they turn their back, and it's because of people who are dealing with the money are inept at dealing with the money. That, I think, is the infuriating part. Yeah, you got to pay taxes. The police service, fire service, all that stuff is not ultimately free. City budgets have to run. I do not believe that it's that we feel like, at least from my end, and I think most of yours, that you have to pay nothing. It's that you don't want to get jabbed and poked constantly and bled dry every time someone screws up in the government, and you got to pay more. But anyway, this wasn't meant to go down that direction. This is when you know it's an awesome thing to live in the United States. I say it all the time that despite the complaining or whatever, I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. I wouldn't want to. And check this out from Turkey. For the first time since 2007, okay, imagine this. Since 2007, you have no access to YouTube. It sounds like a silly, stupid thing. Think of how big YouTube is with internet sharing and whatever, and some of the funny things that people will send you where you put on your iPhone and you see the YouTube deal, and you get your daily chuckle over something that's crazy, that's funny, that's silly, whatever. Or you actually get information from it. Well, the Turkish government blocked the website 2.5 years ago, like I said, and that decision came from complaints about videos on the site that ridiculed the founder of the Turkish Republic, because according to Turkish law, it's illegal to insult the founder of the Republic. So the block was put in place, and now finally, they have removed it. So the YouTube ban, because that's all about free speech, baby, is over with. It's such a silly little thing, something we enjoy or don't enjoy, but we have access to. But the YouTube ban imposed because of the complaints, and now it is wide open. So I'm sure that it's probably crashing because everyone and their brother has now jumped on the site because they want to see what they've been missing for all that time. Just another example, I'm just telling you, of why it's great to live in this country. Freedom of speech, baby. You get your own selection. We might not agree on what you're watching or what you like, but it doesn't matter. You can do it. You can do what you want inside the privacy of your own house or whatever. And you might get a few crazy looks at some of the things you do, but ultimately you get to do it. Get my point? All right, speaking of getting to do it, a big issue in California is not just, Carly Fiorina or Barbara Boxer for Senate, Meg Whitman or Jerry Brown to step into the governor's mansion in Cali. No, marijuana is a big issue, and it has been for a while in California, but there's a thing called Prop 19. It would allow people 21 and older to possess, cultivate, or even transport up to 1 ounce of dope for personal use. There's been this massive debate about marijuana legalization that has kind of caused now all of a sudden signs to jump into the middle of this. The medical evidence on marijuana is not black and white. And there are now more people that are coming out and saying, hey, listen, we got to tell you about this. Like addiction centers are talking about it. In fact, we had somebody on from a big addiction center talking about marijuana. And marijuana, of course, we know is pretty close to meth, though, now, too. Meth is certainly getting up there. It is the most widely used of illegal drugs in the United States. And this isn't, you know, my numbers. This comes from the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Sounds so official, doesn't it? So proponents for legalizing marijuana say that it is far less damaging than alcohol, which is legal. They make a good point there. People get behind the wheel, smashed out of their minds way too many times, and end up hurting themselves or, worse, hurting somebody else. You've heard of the DUIs that often end in tragedy, or just the DUIs that end up where somebody goes over an embankment and hurts themselves. Or they could hurt somebody, but they're stopped, pulled over by a cop. So the point that a lot of people are making is alcohol enhances like aggressiveness. Marijuana does the opposite. You think someone gets in a bar fight over marijuana. So there are others who say it's portrayed as an innocuous drug, but in fact, it's really not. And medical marijuana is used to stimulate appetite and relieve pain. We know that, and reduce that feeling of wanting to throw up. So what I guess some people are trying to wrap their arms around, and this has been the big discussion in California, and it looked like Prop 19 was sailing through until this discussion started to happen, is if you smoke, what kind of effects does it have on you? And marijuana affects people differently, so there's their concern there. Does it? There was a doctor that I happened to see who's on a TV show that was talking about the increased risk of psychotic episodes and that it would hurt your short-term memory and decision-making and, you know, all that stuff, and that it influences all kinds of things. And it could lead to the feeling of calmness, euphoria, and creativity. Wow. Seems like a good antidepressant. Imagine. Hey, would you like this to be legal, this substance I'm telling you about? You'll feel calm, and you'll feel so happy beyond belief. And you know what? You'll also be really creative. Well, if they didn't tell you it was marijuana, illegal drugs, or whatever, probably you'd say, well, geez, that sounds kind of good, doesn't it? I mean, I don't know. And so the argument now is alcohol. It's become now alcohol versus marijuana there. And from everything I know now at this point, Orange County being the most conservative in, for the most part, in California, I'm going to say that it's not passing. Prop 19 is not passing because of the push for the opposite side. So much discussion on it. And if it was a gateway drug or whatever, that's just blown out of the water. So once again, marijuana gets on the ballot, starts a discussion, it catches fire, and then ultimately it probably goes down in a blaze of glory. Probably that's what happens there because of now the conversations, you know, in the aftermath. Speaking of the aftermath, I feel like I need to update you on this. It wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature doing something to somebody. So this is Tropical Storm Tomas, right? And I have gotten kind of fascinated by this. I don't know why. But in watching the storm, it could stay, still in the Caribbean, but now they're saying that the storm might become a hurricane again by Thursday. So in my last check, the center of Tomas was about 365 miles south-southeast of Port-au-Prince in Haiti. It had winds of 45 miles an hour. It was gusting. The gusts were a little bit higher, and it was moving west. So I'm giving you all this information like I'm a weather chick because of where it could ultimately land. I mean, the Haiti thing would just be horrific when you think of the tent city they have at Port-au-Prince and how sad it is. You know, these force winds go out to about 140 miles from the center, mostly to the northeast. It's weakening, but could re-strengthen by late on Tuesday. And this is typical for, like, the November hurricanes, what you see happen, because over the years this is what we're always talking about. You know, the good news is the Atlantic hurricane season actually ends on November 30th. There's a lot of people that want to see it end, trust me. All right, we got a mixed bag coming up on the flip side. Stay with us.
G. Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Congratulations once again to the Giants, who win their first World Series since, whoa, say hey, 1954. How about that? Barry Bonds never got the World Series. Willie Mays never, as San Francisco. And so it eluded them in the city by the bay. But it didn't elude this team, as they were able to take it 4-1. Did it in Texas, but you can be sure that the crowd back home was excited when that plane landed so they could cheer on their Giants, who now just have to worry about a parade and tee times. And where they're playing next year, and will they be re-signed? See, that's the thing, the way baseball is or any sport now. You can be the hero, but then you can be dished off in a different direction because it's all about the economics of it. It truly is. You can send me an email at americatonight.net if you want to throw in on how many Republicans take the House when it's, the dust settles. 275, 240, 262. What do you think that number is? Boy, everybody and their brother is trying to figure out what the number is because I've read all kinds of kooky, crazy, different predictions. And they're so different, they're not even close. And I'm talking about reading 18 different polls, because that's how many polls have been taken, how insane. And the for the most part, they're all over the map. Either it's higher in the Democratic direction or the Republican direction, or pretty much it's staying the same. I saw a couple where it was almost all the same. Now, I talked about voter fraud in this country. Do you know that Afghanistan has released full preliminary results from last month's parliamentary election, throwing out more than 20% of the ballots because of fraud? Man, why go in that direction? Do you want it that badly that you're willing to do that? I mean, come on now. Give me a break. But we know it's that bad in Afghanistan. Now you have 400 Department of Justice election officials keeping both eyes wide open on what's happening in a couple of places. They've been deployed to Arizona, for example, and some other states as well to watch what's happening at the specifically at the polling places, because names keep coming up or somebody wants to vote straight ticket in the early days and they were going for a Republican and it came up Democrat, or even vice versa. There were a couple of complaints in the opposite direction. Ultimately, all of those votes were fixed, but that would freak you out. Think about it. This is your day out. You're 92 years old. Your great-great-grandson is driving you to vote. You get there. You're tired. You get out of the car. You get up there. You don't know about this touchscreen stuff, but you've figure it out because they keep putting your hand showing you on a screen of what it would be to simulate that vote. And then you get in there and the you want to vote straight ticket or the people you want to vote for, somehow it's screwed up and you have no idea how that happened. And you're in your 90s and you're thinking, something's wrong here, but I don't know what it is. Something is just not right because this is not how I voted. Not at all. All right, this is kind of interesting because it has to do with the monetary system, which we've talked about a bunch when we've had my friend Saul Album on The Money Man, as to what's happened in some other places in emerging markets and where are we going. Because for my money, I don't have much use for the Federal Reserve, and especially the craziness of just printing money like it's nothing, like it's monopoly money. Woohoo, here it is, throw it up in the sky. So can't blame people for diversifying. That's what you really should do if you can. I don't care if you have two nickels in your pocket to rub together. There's always a way to do that. So China raised a key interest rate on Tuesday for the first time since 2007. And the reason was to control inflation and growth. So that set off a big-time rally in the dollar and pushed down the U.S. stocks. It doesn't affect China's currency, but some clever analysts say that Beijing is using the rate decision to signal that eventually it's going to let the yuan rise in value, like U.S. folks, the U.S. officials have been urging to happen. See, now this is the explanation I need to give you. If you're listening to this and you say, what is she talking about? I don't get it. The rise basically reflects Beijing's idea to spur growth to a level they can sustain. When you think of the amount of people and everything else that's going on with the People's Bank of China, the central bank had felt forced to do something after bank lending surged, even though their government ordered to control credit. It was a huge problem. So they wanted to signify or signal or whatever word you want to use to the banks that this has to end. Finito, done. I don't know the word in Chinese. So China's economy grew 10.3% in the second quarter, 10.3. Wow. But they have to be able to sustain it. You know what I mean by that. Or otherwise, it's no good. It doesn't make any sense. The growth of China, though, has helped the global economy, where there we see that there's other countries in this valley of deep recession. So that's helped. And it's even helped U.S. exports lately. So the dollar rose 1.7%. That's the most in 2 months. And that's good news in a way when you think that China keeps its currency artificially low. And why do you think they do that? To jack with us, because they drive the sales of their exports to the U.S. So it hurts U.S. exports sold in China. Who wants to buy anything made in the U.S. and China, for goodness sake, even though they have a quadrillion people, when it's too bloody high? It doesn't make any sense, right? But then you see what happens here. How many of us buy things made in China? Well, for goodness sake, how many things can you find made in America anymore? It's getting pretty tough. In fact, how sad is this? Over the weekend, and I'm trying to get this manufacturer to come on America Tonight, I read a story about the company that manufactures, makes the Girl Scout uniforms. And, you know, the Girl Scouts are pretty big around the country. That would be a pretty big contract. Well, now it looks like there's a chance they might lose it. And the reason why is they've done this for, you know, 2 decades and done a fine job. There's no problem with that. But the money manager, president now of the Girl Scouts, has decided, ooh, we need to really shop this out and open this up for bids. But not from companies just in the United States. In fact, 2 companies outside of the United States, one of them being in China. Why would the Girl Scouts of America have their uniforms made in China? Because it wouldn't cost as much, because they could get cheap labor. And now this factory, this kind of medium-sized factory, is going to have to lay off a whole bunch of people because that contract was so big. But here's the key thing in this whole deal. They did a good job for 2 decades. They didn't raise prices through the roof or anything like that. But the new guy in charge says, wow, we could charge our members less. That's how we'll wink, wink, push it off on them. But we're going to send the job maybe to China because we're not going to have to pay as much. And I'm so sorry about the Made in America thing. The Girl Scouts of America, let's have our uniforms made in China. How are U.S. business people supposed to compete with that, with what can be done in China or India for pennies on the dollar, for pennies on the dollar in some cases? And the answer is you can't. Pretty soon, nothing, although we're getting there rapidly. Pretty soon, nothing is going to be made in America. That's depressing.
USA! USA! USA!
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.